Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Passing this budget agreement was critical. The stakes could not have been higher. If we had failed to reach an agreement on the budget, there were extreme voices threatening to take America for the first time in our 247-year history into default.
With only 2 days to spare, President Joe Biden signed the bipartisan bill lifting the nation's debt ceiling, avoiding a possibly catastrophic default on federal obligations. Utah Senator and conservative Republican Mike Lee was not enthusiastic about the deal Biden reached with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Lee said it wasn't a victory and said both sides have yet to engage in actual compromises. With the debt negotiations no longer at center stage, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Biden wants Congress to move on to other issues. She cited an ambitious list: expanding civil rights protections on the basis of sexual and gender orientation, comprehensive immigration reform, and easing permitting for some energy projects.
So the president has a serious agenda that he wants to get done for the American people, and he's going to continue to work on that agenda. And not only that, his agenda is actually popular with majority of Americans.
Several Republican presidential hopefuls spoke in Des Moines, Iowa over the weekend. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley said she feels students should only participate in sports according to the gender they were born with.
And let me tell you something. The idea that we have biological boys playing in girls' sports is the biggest women's issue of our time, and we should be fighting that every day.
Former Vice President Mike Pence said he might officially announce his candidacy this week.
And I don't have anything to announce today, but I can tell you, when I got time to announce come this Wednesday, I'm announcing in Iowa.
While Pence has distanced himself from former President Donald Trump, he's also campaigning on what he calls the accomplishments of Trump's administration. The Justice Department lifted a cloud over the former vice president Friday, closing an investigation into Pence's handling of the classified documents without bringing charges. Former Trump attorney Timothy Parlatore said he would not be surprised if the former president also did not face any classified document charges, because bringing charges could end up revealing national security secrets. A federal judge has ruled unconstitutional a Tennessee law banning drag shows where children could view them, saying it violated free speech. Democratic State Representative Justin Jones wished everyone Happy Pride Month on Twitter and says the law was so out of line that it was overturned by a judge appointed by Trump.
You may not agree with going to drag shows. No one's forcing you to go. But don't try and erase a whole identity of people because of hatred and bigotry in your heart.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.